This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this, for lack of a better term, medical authoritarian state that is on the rise all around us. It is one of the craziest, scariest things that I've ever seen happen.
I keep calling it the dystopian spring.
Yeah, and it is, as you and I'm embracing what you were calling it before, Captain. It's stupid.
It's dumb.
It is so stupid.
It's going to get dumber.
And it is so shocking that people are willing to just go along with this. They're so afraid. We're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to them again. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord call-in lines are available at discord.lrn.fm. We'll start out here with Carl. He's in Aberdeen, Washington. Carl, you are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hey, I was just wondering how it is that with this great field of people that were running on the Democratic Party last time, and four of them were fairly credible women, how is it the greatest voting bloc in America, women, completely disregarded all those options, and that's leading us into this current condition, I feel.
Touchy-feely Joe?
No, I'm just feeling that, there must be something in the voting that is a scam, because I can't see how women would completely disregard all the women that ran and were running for the Democratic Party.
Well, I think if you want a psychological evaluation of what was going on this particular year, there were better and worse options that were in the Democratic field, and people were had their little teams, and Bernie was winning, right? Like, so Bernie had a pretty good ground game because he'd been doing it for some time. So he's hitting the 30 to 40% range, and then everybody else not. So one of them, the one ring to rule them all, basically a telephone call is made to the candidates where, from what I hear, Barack Obama decides that he's going to get everybody else on board the Joe train because they need one candidate to beat Joe, because two can't do it, only one can. And for whatever reason, Joe's the one that Barack Obama decided to support, because that was his VP, and there you go. That's what happened.
My opinion on it is just that, voting in this respect is a horrible way to get anything done, and it always has been.
And it's just sad that the women got overrun like that. I can't deal with
it. Well, it's not
that.
Like it would make any difference, Carl. I mean, if it was a woman running for the Democrat presidential nomination, she would be just as bad as any of the rest of them, just as bad as Trump. They all want to rule your life and tell you how to live.
I would prefer Tulsi Gabbard to...
She was the least of the evils, but she still wanted to tell you how to live your life.
Now, once she got nominated, once she got the presidency, if she ever won against Trump, then I would turn on her. And, I made that abundantly clear. That's my job as a libertarian, is to point out the things that you do badly. But,
Almost everything. Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jerome. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, could you ask Carl? Hey, Carl, did you hear the team of Trump on the bus with old Billy Bush saying, "Hey"?
Yeah, you don't have to say that on the air or whatever it was.
Let's not say what that was.
Say that.
Okay, good.
When you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it. What is it that they let you get away with?
Grabbing people by their parts.
Yeah, their private parts.
So now we have the joy of picking between two old rich perverts for president.
Hey, but let me ask you this. Why is it that when Republicans get in office, it's always a disaster soon to follow? You got Trump getting up in them rallies talking about all the do-nothing Democrats, all crazy old Nancy Pelosi, all Sleepy Joe, all Joe Biden and his son. Now what's he doing, huh? He's running scared. He don't know what to do. What about the, and as far as
I don't know if he's running scared from Joe Biden.
I kind of feel like he's turned it.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's totally turned it.
Turned what?
Well, so the Democrats had Trump on the ropes in the early part of this. That's the reason he kind of changed his tune.
Some of the early part of the COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19 scare. And that's why he kind of changed his tune or whatever. And as a result, we have what we have. But, I mean, then he goes and turns the whole thing. Hey, it's a national conversation. We're going to spend the next 2 hours every single day talking about my campaign.
Right. I can't watch it anymore. I wouldn't watch it.
I've never watched it, I'm not interested in watching a minute of it.
And don't let me get started on this 10-year war that they put this country into. And they lied about it.
You
don't remember that? You don't remember the war?
He didn't understand it.
Which war?
The 10-year war in Iraq.
Oh, it's been going for longer than 10 years.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, you got that right. You got that right. How they lied about that. You think a Democrat can shake this country into a 10-year war and live it down?
I'm pretty sure Barack Obama was there for a bunch of those years.
Hey. Yeah, after they dumped it in his lap. Oh, by the way.
He didn't bring the troops home, did he?
Well, he did from Iraq. But he owned Afghanistan. And don't forget, it was sadly under Barack Obama that the hospital got bombed.
Yeah, thanks for the call. What? Go ahead.
No, but I was saying, what about Afghanistan? Who's war? That's another war the Republicans put us into. But they don't talk about that one, because that was only 20 years.
Well, Obama didn't have any desire to get out of Afghanistan. That was more Trump in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, the troops are still in a variety of places all around the world. So,
Barack wanted Syria real bad. I mean, he would have gone in there and had the American public not been sick and tired of war.
I understand that Jerome believes that there's a difference between these people, but there really is no difference.
Well, I think there may be a difference, just not a just not enough of a difference to make a difference. The Democrats are, X likely to get us into wars. The Republicans, their current form, are X plus 20% likely to get us into war. So I'd say the Democrats are less likely, but I don't trust those people either. And I certainly didn't trust Hillary to keep us out of wars.
Thank you, Jerome, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Again, I probably would have voted for Tulsi Gabbard if she had been the Democratic nominee because she was the least likely to put us into wars. I might have even voted for Bernie Sanders. I'm a one-issue voter. I only vote based on one issue, and that issue is whether or not I think that particular liar and thief is likely, in the case of the presidency, to start or continue a war, because that's what their job is. They're commander-in-chief. It's not their job to legislate anything. It's not to talk about college and free health care and all that other crap that they talk about. Those are things that the legislature does. But Americans don't read their Constitution, and they don't care.
Do you define your vote when you say, likeliness to...
Least likely, yeah.
Or least likely to put the country at war. Do you define war in the legal sense?
No, because the United States hasn't been at war since 1942.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
hasn't declared war since 1942. There's probably a war that hasn't had a declaration of secession or whatever.
Right. So since that is true, do you have a different definition of war that you're using, or is this just a non-factor for you in recent times?
I like the little saying, dropping $1 million bombs on $10 tents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget, those tents contain people's children.
Oh, yeah.
And they love their children, just like you love yours. You love your grandchildren? That's why I don't support war. Mm. It's not because I don't think that there's ever been a just war in the United States' history, although I could make that argument that there hasn't. It's that, in fact, these aren't just. You're never getting the truth. You don't believe the media. Why do you believe them when they talk about what's going on in the Middle East?
I don't know.
The United States has no business in the Middle East.
Yeah. I mean, people understand that politicians are liars, but yet they believe them on all kinds of counts. Well, the wars that you're talking about, this COVID-19 crap.
Yeah, as far as Jerome's comments, it doesn't matter what color of party is sitting in the chair.
Nope.
They're all going to perpetuate more war. They're all going to perpetuate more control. They're all going to take more of your money, more for them and less for you. It doesn't matter the color of the party that's in the chair. It's the chair itself that's the problem.
And now they're going to tell you how to run your business in every way possible, or you won't be allowed. And that's going to result in, as we said, a lot of small businesses are just going to go out of business. They're not
free
going to be able
people
to comply.
Do not require permission to
that's
interact.
Right. But we're not free people, and they're proving it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We got your calls still to come, and also we're going to get into unemployment claims. As you might imagine, there's a significant number of them right now.
An historic amount of them.
Yeah. And, I mean, you could look at this in a slightly positive light in that it is revealing to some people that government really sucks at doing what they say they're going to do. Because, according to a headline over at Fox 13 in Tampa Bay, unemployment checks are in the mail for 4% of the 800,000 jobless Floridians.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there's a whole other story at the New York Times about people who filed for unemployment last month. They just haven't seen any of it yet. I'm still waiting.
I read a thing yesterday that there is 22 million unemployed right now. It went from somewhere around 5 million to 22 million unemployed in less than 6 weeks. Now, that's just the most up-to-date numbers that government themselves
which are going to trail
have released a week or so or something, right? Whatever that period of time is. So it'll be interesting to see what it goes to. Now, keep in mind that it was an all-time low, or at least an historic low, that we went from to an all-time historic high in that period of time.
Already.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Dave. He's in New York. He's on our Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking earlier about reopening states. Well, you want to know what needs to be reopened? The Dutchess County needs to reopen bank branch lobbies so people can walk in and instead of going through the drive-through waiting 4 or 5 hours, something that can be done within 10 or 20 minutes inside the bank now takes 4 to 5 hours waiting in line through a drive-through at a bank. Bank
You're
branch
waiting
lobbies.
4 to 5 hours at a
Are
bank?
Are you exaggerating about that, Dave?
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious. Come down to Dutchess County one day, and you will see that there are long lines.
How long are we talking about? How many cars are we talking about in this line when you pull into it?
Oh, my God, like 15, 20, 25 maybe?
I mean, I can believe that there are going to be more cars at a New York. You know, he lives in Poughkeepsie, which is near the city. It's probably a lot more traffic at banks there than there are here. But I will tell you this. I've waited for an hour. Not in the car, not just to get to the window, but also at the window. The total amount of time has been up to an hour.
No, I waited a good hour and 20 minutes or so.
It's hectic.
I didn't.
You know, I want to walk inside the bank, get a roll of quarters, come back out, and go do my laundry.
Except Dave. Dave, they don't allow
quarters.
It's about going to do laundry.
Yeah, he needs quarters for his laundry. Dave, you can't go into a bank lobby wearing a mask, which, of course, you know.
Hey, Dave, I feel you, man. It's frustrating, and a lot of people are having to deal with this right now. Thank you for the call tonight. It's ridiculous. And, of course, they're on a skeleton crew now. The last time I was at the bank, they've now turned off the lobby lights because they're trying to conserve as much energy.
Yeah, you can't even go into the portion of the lobby to use the ATM, if I'm not mistaken.
You can do that.
Can you?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, maybe there's some banks where you can't, but at least the one that I'm talking about.
Because those machines are not touch-free. Right, and unless they're sanitizing them every night, whatever it is,
they
right?
may be regularly doing that. I'm not sure. Or again, it may be
you don't have your own hand sanitizer.
Right, it should
you
be
don't
the
have
customer.
Your warm wipes?
I'm not carrying around ATM sanitizer.
Well, but it should be the customer's responsibility.
I got my bag right over there. Wipes and hand sanitizer in it.
Right, because you're a germaphobe, so it's your responsibility to take care of that stuff. You can't expect somebody else
Mark,
to do it for
I
you.
I need you to invent the sanitary utility belt.
That, I think that's a good idea.
Right, you're gonna have a little pouch and a little pocket and a little squirt gun. Or whatever for each distinct type of sanitation that a guy might need.
He's already got a man purse, so, and then use that.
Well, I have a man
it's
purse,
a
too. I just call it a backpack.
it's frustrating because now if you want to go to the bank and you don't have a car,
what do you
you're going to have to stand.
You're going to have to walk up.
in the drive-thru line.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when I was a teenager, we used to think it's cool to, like, walk through the drive-thru at Taco Bell or whatever. And of course
they thought it was cool, too.
They wouldn't serve us.
Yeah.
They wouldn't serve us, even though...
it was dumb.
You remember old
now
school?
Now they would have to serve you,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
You remember old school? They after you placed your order, they would say, "Okay, thanks. Please drive through." And so we would do that. We would go and we would order, and they'd say, "Please drive through," and we would just keep going. Just leave the restaurant.
Just bail on the order.
Just bail on the order. And then that would cause the inevitable cascade of errored orders.
That's not my order.
Yeah, that's not my order. That's not my order. That's not my order. That's not what I bought. Right.
Yeah. But now, you know, there's nothing. This is all supposedly promulgated on this idea that it's for your health, right? Oh, you got to stay in your car. You got to stay in the line. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not the healthiest thing to be standing behind somebody else's car, inhaling whatever fumes.
Or in between two cars.
Right,
I mean, what if somebody lets off the brake or something? You
right,
know,
they crush your legs or something like that. Yeah. Well, this is all about health and
safety. Well, then they'll just add. If you get killed by running over the car, then they'll just add you to the corona death numbers.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's all about health. It's all about safety.
He was crushed by a car, but he tested positive for corona.
It's all about obedience and doing what you're told. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Robert in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi. I just wanted to say with regard to, remember last time I spoke with you, we talked about, you know, the fact that I like authority figures. And
oh, yes. You're always talking about that. You're a good little bootlicker, aren't you?
Have been very helpful to me in my life. I'd have artificial teeth if it weren't for an authority figure who rescued me when I needed help. Actually, I was in a terrible accident, and I went to a dentist, and this dentist, you know, he wasn't out at the desk, of course, and the person who's out at the desk has instructions, you know, no new patients. I have enough patients. He didn't want any new patients. So I went up to the desk, and I told her, you know, that I was in. She said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm a new patient." She says, "We aren't accepting any new patients." And then I mentioned that I had called the prince's best friend to ask who was the best dentist, and he told me who it was, and that's how I got there. So I just mentioned his name, and then she said, "Oh, okay." In other words, she changed her mind when she heard his name.
Oh, so you name dropped a bureaucrat or a politician, and then you got in?
Yes.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's good to be in the club. You're saying it's good to be in the gang or affiliated.
Yeah, that is government, right? Like, reward your friends and punish your enemies is kind of how it goes.
No, you don't have to punish your enemies. There are a lot of fine people who are...
Wait until
you don't know anything
about
this.
Wait until the Democrats get in, and then the Republicans get in, and then the Democrats get in, and you'll seesaw and yo-yo back and forth.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Robert. It's about rewarding friends and punishing enemies. That's what the government does. One of the things they do.
Well,
besides murder innocent people.
They've always been very kind to me, even both sides, actually, you know.
Yeah, well, you've been very kind to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, 800-855-450-3733. Has the government ever been mean to you? I don't know, 8.5 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit?
Just keep shining those boots, Robert.
Robert,
thanks for the call.
When you're docile and compliant, you know, the apparent authority figures who are telling you what to do, they love you.
What a good little citizen. We'll give you the citizenship award.
Yeah, I feel like that Robert guy would snitch on his mom.
I'm sure he would. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, Mr. Authoritarian, can I polish your boots some more, please? Just give me some more gruel. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. How's it going filing for unemployment? You want to tell your story? Because there's apparently a lot of them out there, and they're not good.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is again going after some governors he thinks are making unreasonable demands in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic.
You don't hear any more about ventilators. What happened to the ventilators? And now they're giving you the others. It's called testing. But they don't want to use all of the capacity that we've created. We have tremendous capacity.
He says several states are going ahead with plans to start reopening for business, despite warnings from health experts that doing it too soon could give the pandemic a second wind. He also says China should face consequences if it knew about the virus and didn't immediately alert the rest of the world.
If they were knowingly responsible, certainly, if it was a mistake is a mistake. But if they were knowingly responsible, yeah, then there should be consequences.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. You paid into unemployment. Nothing wrong with collecting it, right?
Unemployment.
It was your money in the first place, so you ought to collect that unemployment. But, unfortunately, it's being administered by governments. And so, therefore, they are going to fail. Because governments fail. And they suck.
It's government. Here, have some.
Yeah. They're getting a real big dose of it right now and how bad they are. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio. Also want to make sure you know about ForkFest 2020. So far, His Excellency, the so-called governor here in New Hampshire, has not yet banned campgrounds. So as of right now, ForkFest is still a go.
Right.
For coming up in June 29th through July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day? I don't know how happy people are going to be on it, but...
There's a fantastic meme. I think it's a face of Jim Carrey or whatever, and it says, "Hey, we better hope they let us all off of the lockdown by July 4th so we can celebrate our freedom."
Yeah. but we'll be there because that's what we do. We've been going to the last three ForkFests, and this will be the fourth one ever, and looking forward to it. It's going to be great. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival where you kind of just do what you want to do. You know, you just want to go camping and hang out with people. Okay, cool, do that. Or maybe you want to create a thing for those people who are there to do. Maybe you want to put together a poker game, or you want to put together a musical event, or, I don't know, a stage show, something like that. You can do whatever you want. on your own campsite and invite people to it. Go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website where you can link up with other people who are planning to go in the ForkFest Telegram chat room. It's a ForkFest forum as well. Go to ForkFest.party and mark your calendar June 29th until July 5th. And better yet, go ahead and contact Rogers Campground and book your campsites.
That's a good idea.
Because I sent the owner of Rogers a text message this week. He didn't get back to me. But I just wanted to let him know, hey, we're still promoting this. Because I told him last year, hey, we're going to talk about this almost every night on Free Talk Live. And I just wanted to let him know, like, we haven't stopped because of the whole coronavirus thing. I wanted to assure him that we're still moving forward and planning as though this is going to happen.
Right, right.
And so the more people that can call and register their campsites, that's an economic signal to them that they are going to want to stay open, right? Like, yep. if their reservations have fallen off the radar, then it won't matter that much, right? But if there's still a bunch of people calling in and reserving for June 29th until July 5th at Rogers Campground for ForkFest, then that'll give them a strong financial incentive to fight to stay open.
It bodes well. High yeah. bode factor.
Yep, yep. Check it out. ForkFest.party.
It's even bodey.
All right. Let's go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Mark in DeLand, Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I really am amazed that you guys aren't at each other's throats.
Why?
All these opposing views. It's interesting that you can have such opposing views to one another and then get along so well.
It on really the show?
I think we pretty much agree on a lot of stuff here. There are some things we disagree on. I mean, Mark's a germaphobe, but that's his preference.
I mean,
so. He's got his little hand sanitizer right now.
I'm just putting it away. We have to work here, and the show's not going to be entertaining if we don't.
If we all agree.
If we all agree, so we make sure that we don't have people that all agree.
But also, one of the great things about, you know, being a free individual, a libertarian, an anarchist, whatever you want to call yourself, one of the great things about it is that once you accept responsibility for yourself, you become more accepting of other people and their points of view. It's a really interesting thing that happens if you just sort of begin to accept responsibility for yourself, your actions, to live, you know, within your own personal philosophies and by your principles. All of a sudden, you become more tolerant of other people and their opposing points of view.
I mean, as long as they don't want to shove their views down my throat with some government force, I'm totally fine with it. You live your life however you want.
Well, the reason I called, I've been really torn up about the assembly of the believers in the churches. And I was looking at this Constitution in the First Amendment about not making laws governing churches or forbidding the exercise thereof. And then I was reading in the book of Acts where Peter and his gang, they were told not to preach, not to assemble, and they were thrown in jail. When they got out, they went right back to it, and then they answered by saying, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Yep.
And then finally, in the book of Hebrews, the believers are told, as the last days are approaching, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, so much the more, even now. And in this town I'm in, there's a really active church. They're, you know, like you would think they would be the ones that would be assembling together and just say, we're not going to go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not. There is not one church that I know that is assembling together. And I've mulled this over and over, and I'm thinking, am I wrong or am I blind or what? What am I missing here? And I mean,
these are people who obviously have decided that obeying man is more important than obeying God and are doing everything they're told to do. That said, there are some churches out there that are continuing to have services, including they're being arrested for it. And some of those pastors are going back and continuing to hold services. I say good for them.
I'd be going there.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me.
It really is making me sick to my stomach and upset. I'm like, boy, now what? If you didn't stand up now, what's coming next?
Great question, Mark. Good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it.
This is, frankly, going to church in the face of government orders, being arrested and returning to the church to do churchy stuff is the most American thing that could be possibly done right now. You love it or hate it.
That or doing it at your business, not necessarily just, you know, the church.
Most people came to America
to escape that persecution.
It was the persecution surrounding the church.
The religious freedoms?
Yes, religious freedoms that sort of first got this country. Yeah, economic freedom is certainly a thing, but, you know, economic freedom in America hasn't exactly been a straight path.
But I would also say that that is just as American, to go out there and run your own business, no matter what these government goons say.
It's heroic.
Get out there and do it. It's the same level of heroism.
One is more American, in my opinion. The other one is more heroic, in my opinion. I'm being very, very careful in my definition of the term American here, because I want the people that are like, those dumb churchy people and their dumb churchy stuff, I hope they all die. Well, fine, you can hope they all die, that's fine. Just understand that they're the good Americans, and you are the good European. And frankly, if you want socialized health care, you want the government controlling all these things, please go to a European country.
You can't do that. They've closed down the borders. They've stopped issuing passports.
Yeah. They'll open them back up and you can get out then.
That's pretty optimistic. Okay. I hope you're right.
The other thing that I wanted to say about the symptoms or the consequence of lockdown and all these orders to not... all of the places that normally people would assemble, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
So,
can't go to a bar.
If somebody wanted to take some sort of a political action, where would one gather to get together with other people of like minds to take that political action?
There aren't as many options, but we're still meeting in Central Square here in downtown Keene.
That is correct. But I'm just saying that...
in violation of the governor's order.
The number of places available, at least legally,
right,
for people to assemble and talk to other people about whatever's going on in the world.
It's not legal to even assemble anywhere.
No.
Right. Even if you have
a country
place.
Where it says, the legislature shall make no law.
Oh, well, the legislature didn't. It was the governor.
It's not a law.
Well, it's based on a law made by the legislature. So what happens is, Mark, the legislature passes...
then it's not legal.
I agree with you. But for their purposes, it's being enforced and, you know, people are being arrested over it. So, I mean, good luck challenging that.
Now you're in a country where people were willing at one point or another to shoot tyrannical enforcers of laws. Yeah. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen.
Do Mark and nobody agree on a thing?
This was a thing at one point. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was a thing at one point. I think that, you know, let bygones be bygones. Let the, you know, write off the last few weeks and just start living your life is what I say. I'm sick of this.
You mean go out and actually violate the governor's orders and, you know, risk arrest?
I'm with that.
Sure.
I'm totally in
agreement. Open your businesses, hurl a middle finger if necessary.
I've been doing it for weeks now. 855-450-FREE. It'd be nice to have more people join me. 855-450-3733. You take control. The remaining moments are coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the phone lines right now at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
Check out more of Captain Kickass over at lcaptainkickass.com. That's
hey, thanks,
L like E-L, captainkickass.com for some... maybe song parodies you don't want to have your mom listen to?
I mean, if your mom is into...
unless she's cool.
You know, if she has a vocabulary or vernacular of a trucker...
there you go.
Then, you know, there's some hilarious stuff over there.
There is.
Some of it's super well produced. Some of it's medium produced. Some of it's horribly produced. But it's all hilarious.
Yeah. LCaptainKickass.com. Check them out. And we're going right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about this insane authoritarian medical police state that is on the rise or some other thing, what that might be, I don't know. That's up to you. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll start out here with Peter. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hello, Peter.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I think we can all agree that this situation we're facing is something we have never experienced before in our lives, nor did we ever think would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many issues going on because of the situation. We've got the health situation, the financial, the economics, and it's a multifaceted problem that we're facing. And the president is doing the best he can, I think, to help the country combat the issue. And I think because from what I read and hear, the information that our country was given regarding the beginning of the virus appears to be inaccurate. So he had to, you know, do what he needed to do, pretty harsh, but he is doing his best to protect our country. And
what does that mean, protect the country? From
well,
what?
From basically from the virus.
I'm not scared. I don't want his protection.
It's not the president's job to protect human beings from a virus.
Right. Can I just opt out of this whole protection nonsense? Because I'd rather have my freedom. Can I have that instead?
Well, here's the thing. Would you want to get the virus?
Don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care. I'd rather have my freedom. I don't want to live in fear.
I would like to restate that. I certainly do not want to get the virus, but I'd like to be able to make the choice as to how I live my life. If I choose to stay at home and not interact with people, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If I choose to go out and French kiss every sailor that comes off the dock, then I'd like to be able to do that too. Like, that's what freedom is. And I get that Trump might have felt forced into doing whatever he did by the his loyal opposition. But nonetheless, I think that good Americans must stand up and say that, like, this isn't the power of the feds. It shouldn't have been this way.
He is not helping me, and he's not helping anybody that cares about freedom. He's helping these governors rule over the people in their states and lording this medical authoritarianism all over the place, completely destroying people's businesses, livelihoods, jobs, everything that they came to consider to be normal. It's all gone. And you're praising him for this?
I'm self-employed. I'm a business owner. So I feel the pain.
What's your business?
I'm in the food service.
Oh, okay. So how's it going?
Thank you for your service.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for your service.
How is it going in the food service business?
We're shut down.
Oh, why?
Because of this virus.
No, that's not accurate.
It's actually true because some tyrannical person calling themselves a chief executive shut you down. Whether it was Trump or your governor or the mayor or the county commissioner, whomever it was, you might be shut down of your own volition, but it would be more likely if that was true if you shut down before they issued the order.
Yeah, let me ask this. If you if there was no order to be shut down, would you be open right now?
Probably so.
Okay. So, yeah, it was the government that did it. It wasn't the virus. Why blame the virus? It's just a little virus.
I probably wouldn't have any customers.
Yeah, that's probably true. I got to say that I'm happy to be able to walk into some of my favorite places and be able to buy the things that I wanted to buy, though, and at least take them home.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite chicken wing place, for whatever reason they've chosen to, they're shut down. And I like those chicken wings, and I would like to be able to get them.
They just couldn't make it work.
I agree with what some of you are saying. Obviously, I feel that some of the governors have really gone overboard with this shutdown. I mean, some states are saying you can't buy furniture, you can't buy seeds to plant, you can't play in the backyard with your kids. Yeah, I agree. That's over the top.
Mm-hmm. But shutting down all businesses with the exception of a handful of select businesses, that's not over the top to you?
Well,
because they've all done that. Every single state.
Let me say this. I think the whole situation got out of control.
Yeah, I do.
I think there probably could have been a better way to do it where...
Oh, no, I would say it's completely in control.
Yeah.
They have total control over the economy and total control over business owners and total control over customers, and they're not going to let go very easily, as we were discussing earlier with the new provisions coming into place in Texas to allow certain non-essential businesses to come back to business.
I can't name a time when government sort of took away your rights to do something and you got them back.
You're not going
to? Yeah, like you actually got them back.
Right.
Thanks, Peter, for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Not some bastardized version
of
them.
And I can't make a prediction to you what freedom's going to look like post COVID-1984.
There is no freedom.
Well, all I'm saying is the freedom's going to probably look a lot like it did after Prohibition as opposed to the before, meaning that only people who are licensed can sell and deliver and transport liquor and beer and wine and all those other things. And the same way it did before and after as far as 9/11 went. Mm-hmm. Remember how, largely, if you wanted to go see your friend at the airport and watch him come off, they'd come out right out of the terminal. You'd stand right there. Well, you can't do that anymore.
Nope.
Like, just things have changed. And, new freedom, same as the old freedom.
I want to go to Andrew. He's in Denver, Colorado, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you guys a call. I don't know how many Colorado listeners you guys have, but out here, I just wanted to invite people. Tomorrow, we're having a protest at the state capitol.
Nice.
And it's supposed to be pretty decent size. At 1 p.m., there's going to be the gridlock protest where they're basically shutting down the streets of the around the Capitol and people in their cars blocking the Capitol. And then from 2 to 4, which is the one that I'm going to be at, we're going to be actually standing in front of the Capitol. And there's supposed to be quite a bit of people. I think 500 people said they're going to be at the one that's standing, and around 800 people said they're going to be at the gridlock one. So I wanted to encourage people to come out and do these things in their own state.
Cool. I encourage you to protest all of this. But a more effective protest we've been discussing, an idea that's been thrown around, is to find your governor or mayor or whomever put this in place and circle their house.
Yeah, that's where I think the next one should be, here in New Hampshire, at the governor's house, wherever the hell that is, because they don't always live in the mansions
right
in New Hampshire. Sometimes they just live in their own homes. Let us know how it goes, Andrew, and thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it, although I do want to say I don't support blocking streets. I think that that is counterproductive. I think that that just makes people angry. If you're trying to get somewhere, you got your job to go to, and I realize not a lot of people have jobs anymore, but some people still do.
There's still plenty of cars in the road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or you know, you need an ambulance called to your house or whatever. Whoops, they can't get through where your protest is because you're blocking the streets. So I mean, this is one of the reasons why the disorderly conduct statute was created, was to stop people from blocking public throughfares. So
you've been very consistent on this avocation of yours for a very long time. I'd like to point out that the Democrats saying that the ambulances can't get to the hospital, in and out of the hospital, were the same Democrats, in large part, that are supporting Black Lives Matter activists that were standing in the middle of the interstate getting knocked off like bowling pins.
Yeah, I'm against any in-street protests. I mean,
right. I just think it's a bad idea.
Just don't block traffic.
It's just a bad idea.
You're not going to make friends by doing that. And that's why I was actually glad to see the people who were in New Hampshire today at the protest that we had. The bulk of them were in the standing protest that was going on.
Yeah.
A minority of them were doing the vehicular thing, and they were moving. Okay, so they weren't... they weren't blocking traffic per se. It was a lot of cars, but they were constantly sort of flowing. So it wasn't as bad as it
was. It reminded me of like a Native American rain dance, except with cars.
Okay. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in, don't worry. We got a whole other show on Sunday night. Mark will be running tomorrow night's show, so check him out then. In the meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We are live every night of the week, all 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. You can join us on the radio, online at freetalklive.com. Hope
good
you
night,
enjoy
everybody.
Your weekend, and hope your unemployment check shows up sometime.
Give me liberty or someday. Give me $1,200.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.